The amount of killing and conservation has horrified many animal rights activists, but what about genetic modification? A conservation group is partnering with a CSIRO to investigate how genetic engineering technology could help control Australia's feral cat population. Dr. John Kanowski is the Australian Wildlife Conservancy. Help me out here.
Conservancy.
Thank you. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thanks, Patricia.
I'm just so excited about Meghan Markle. I'm sure you are too.
Oh, totally. Hard act to follow.
But you're going to do it. Can you take me through gene drive technology? What is it and how can it be applied to the feral cats?
Right. Well, I'll start off by saying I am not a geneticist. I'm an ecologist. So I ask forgiveness from the geneticists out there listening. But we all have two copies of genes in our bodies. And when we reproduce, if we reproduce, our offspring will end up with one or the other. Gene drive technology is a way of ensuring that every offspring is a winner. Every offspring gets that particular gene outcome that you're looking for.
Is the aim to eradicate feral cats?
Pretty much, yeah. So the beauty of the technology is that it operates at scale. So we're talking about 8 million square kilometres of Australia, and there's feral cats across all of that land and killing millions of animals a day. So no matter what you do at a local scale, no matter how hard you try, you're just hard to make a dent in that problem. So something like gene drive allows you to work at scale. It's a very humane approach. It's also yet to actually be developed. So it's still in the proposal stage.
How problematic are feral cats? What's their appetite for native?
Super problematic. I mean, they're the major cause of the extinction of our mammals. Things like the lesser bilby here, which is on my shirt, that's gone completely. We'll never see it. The greater bilby, its cousin, still hanging on. And there's about 50 or 60 species currently threatened by feral cats that if we could do something about them at scale, we'd be able to go for a walk in our local nature reserves or parks and hopefully trip over a few bedongs or bilbies or bridle nail-tailed wallabies.
What stage of the project are you at?
So we're collaborating with CSIRO and they're collaborating with an international consortium developing this approach. It's there's a lot to be learnt from biology and ecology through to the very detailed genetic stuff that needs to happen to make this work. It's currently being developed for trialling on rodents on islands and maybe in 10 years, if we're lucky, we might be able to get something for cats.
Former Greens leader Bob Brown has called for public debate on the matter. What's your response to that? Should the public be involved or should we leave it to scientists?
No, absolutely. This is a public interest issue, absolutely, because we're doing something different to nature. And I think before everyone working on this would agree, before we did anything in the field, we'd absolutely need to cover out on the risks. And there's a lot of bright people thinking about that at the moment.
What are some of the side effects? Could the technology create unexpected mutations?
Oh, look, again, I plead ignorance on the genetics, but I guess the simplest way of explaining it is that what we're aiming to do is create a system where once the gene is spread through the population of feral cats, that females stop having offspring or stop having fertile offspring. So there's actually in that regard, there's no harm. It's highly targeted, as I understand. So the risks of jumping into some other species, jumping into humans is very low. And it's not going to hurt your pet cat either. I love cats as a pet animal. This is targeting feral cats. Responsible pet owners, this won't affect them in the slightest.
Thank you so much for your time.
Pleasure, Patricia.
Dr. John Kanowski is from the Australian Wildlife Conservancy, and this is RN Drive.